This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. All right, this is huge news for content creators and especially those who have been banned by YouTube or Facebook, which basically includes pretty much every successful content creator these days, especially those who have, you know, conservative voices or pro-liberty voices or pro-Second Amendment voices and so on. So my name is Mike Adams. You maybe know that. And I am launching a new YouTube alternative that protects your free speech. And I have a history of launching successful programs. I'm former software company CEO. I founded a software company back in, I believe it was 1993, and then sold that off. And then I've been running Natural News for many years. And I built a multi-site content platform over the last couple years. Well, I mean, we completed it actually like a year and a half ago. It took about 2 years to develop that program. And it now powers the, what is it, like 300 plus websites now that we publish? We publish everything from space.news to trump.news, science.news, food.news, and hundreds of others, literally hundreds of others. And it's all powered by a centralized syndicated content system. So we're building a YouTube alternative, and we already have the domain ready to announce. Here it is. It's called real.video. Yep, we acquired that domain name just a couple days ago. It's real.video. It's a premium domain. We got it. Cost us some money, but whatever. We're going to build that site there, and the construction of the code is underway. And I want to invite all of you who are independent content creators to be part of this. I've already got a yes from Alex Jones. We're going to be coordinating with InfoWars, Rob Dew, Paul Joseph Watson, and other producers there. We're going to be mirroring every video that InfoWars has so that when YouTube bans their videos, which today you can get banned just by telling the truth that was reported by some other news organization. You know, I mean, you just quote a teacher who says that there was a second shooter in any shooting, all of a sudden your video is banned. So this is going to be a place where you don't have to worry about being banned, where you can discuss unpopular opinions, pro-liberty opinions, which actually those are popular. Liberty's popular. Anyway, we have support from InfoWars on this. We also have support from Jim Hoft over at The Gateway Pundit. He's got video channels that are routinely censored by YouTube. He's going to join us, and we're going to mirror all his videos. I've got, I don't know, a dozen other people that I've already spoken with who are on board, independent media leaders and so on, and I've got hundreds of people that I need to reach out to. So that's kind of what this is about. I need to reach Mark Dice. I need to reach Milo Yiannopoulos. I need to reach Greg Hunter. Laura Loomer. There's so many names. I want Ben Shapiro on this platform. We got to get people who are, you know, intelligent content producers who are being banned everywhere else, who need a place that will respect their free speech so they can be part of the conversation that represents the future of our democracy. You got to understand the left is censoring conservatives because the left can't win any arguments. The left can't out-argue Ben Shapiro. I dare them. I dare you. Nobody can out-argue Ben Shapiro. Nobody. I mean, the left, they don't have facts. They don't understand history. They don't have knowledge. They don't have science on their side. They don't understand even logic and reason. Their arguments consist of yelling and screaming, cry bullies and snowflakes, and puppeteering school children to say, you can't argue with school children. They're children. Somebody shot at him. Well, I'm sorry, but being shot at does not make you an expert on policy. It's like, just because bullets flew in your direction, your IQ does not go up. It doesn't work that way. Of course, I could get banned for saying that because that's the totalitarian left. You know, that's YouTube now. They'll just ban you for disagreeing with them, even though they are insane. Their moderators are totalitarian, radical, left-wing lunatics. Let's just be honest. And the reason I'm saying this is almost as a demonstration. To say that when you go to real.video, you can say these things too. You can use profanity. You can speak your mind. You can do a lot of things. Now, there are limits, and I do want to mention those here, but the main emphasis here is please share this podcast or video or whatever you're listening to, share it with content creators who you know would be good candidates for this. We're going to respect their free speech. We're going to give them a platform that will not be censored by the tech giants, you know, Google and Facebook and so on. So share this. Now, here are some of the limitations. We obviously have to moderate the content because we have to remove content that is blatantly illegal or invoking violence and things like that. So we have some ground rules. Now, these are in development, so this may be modified by the time we launch, but here's what I'm thinking right now. Number one, obviously, we can't have people calling for violence on the channel, which means basically most leftists won't be allowed to be on there at all because they're all violent totalitarians like Antifa, domestic terrorist groups. You know, they're always talking about how they want to kill conservatives and execute Trump and everything. So calls for violence, of course, will not be tolerated. Can't. We can't allow that. We don't want to allow that. Secondly, no porn. Okay, this is not a porn site. Just zero porn. You know, I mean, you know, like partial nudity, like breastfeeding or whatever, that's fine. But I'm talking about actual porn, which I know is hard to define, but we'll know it when we see it, and we'll take it off the site. We'll ban the account. So hopefully we don't get any of that. Another thing is racism that is, you know, this is a very difficult gray area, but we don't want to be a platform for people who are endorsing hatred toward people of a different race just because their skin color, which includes, by the way, not just hatred against, let's say, blacks or Chinese people, but also hatred against white people. So any kind of race-based hatred is going to get flagged on our network, or even hatred against Christians, by the way. So if someone's on there bashing Christians, YouTube would allow it. But in my view, you know, Christians have a right to not be attacked by people as well for their religion. So, you know, we're going to apply these things equally. In other words, we're going to protect, well, what's the best way to say this? We're going to protect your free speech until you cross the line, and we're going to try to have a well-defined line, even though it's almost impossible. We're going to try to do a good job with this so that the site doesn't turn into a hate fest. We don't want to just be a hate fest of one group bashing another group and, you know, one group back and forth bashing each other. That's not what this is all about. So at the same time, we welcome differences of opinion as long as you're not a communist. If you are an anti-American hater, if you hate democracy, the republic, if you hate the Constitution, if you're promoting communism, you're also going to be gone off this website. And people might say, well, you're censoring people. You said you weren't censoring people. No, I said I wasn't censoring people who were censored by YouTube for being patriots and pro-liberty people. I am censoring left-wing libtards who are pro-communist because they already have a platform. They could speak on YouTube. They can be on Facebook. You know, Zuckerberg loves them. Zuckerberg loves communist China. So you're not being censored across the board. I'm talking about a platform for people who are being censored by the predominant monopoly internet gatekeepers, which is YouTube, Google, Facebook, Twitter, and a few others. I'm giving them a platform, but even then, I've got limits as well, you know, and we don't want anyone posting content that encourages someone to go shoot a person, you know, based on the color of their skin or based on their being a Christian. We don't want someone to watch videos on our website and end up trying to shoot up a church or something. So we are going to limit videos. We're going to do the best job we can. Nevertheless, some other warnings about what you can expect with this. We're not paying content creators. This is not a revenue generator for content creators. Frankly, we don't have deep state NSA money funding this whole thing. You know, thank God. This is not funded by the deep state. This is funded by us, which means that we are going to have to raise all the money to pay for this. And frankly, I'm not totally sure exactly where all that money is going to come from right now. We'll find a way to make it work, but it is expensive. There are R&D costs, there are server hosting costs, there are bandwidth costs, there are legal and compliance costs, you know, graphic design costs. And one of the biggest costs is the moderators. So we're going to have a team of moderators. Did you know that YouTube they just brought on 10,000 additional moderators. 10,000? It's like hiring a small country to watch my YouTube videos. I couldn't believe it. I mean, we might be starting with more like, you know, 5 moderators, you know what I mean? And we'll grow as needed, but we don't have the money to hire 10,000 moderators. That's insane. What are these 10,000? I mean, seriously, you need 10,000 moderators? But there are a lot of costs involved in this. And our job, as I see it, is for us to protect your free speech, not to pay you money. Now, you can put your own ad in your own video, and we encourage you to do that. Like InfoWars does that. They'll have a video segment, and then the last minute will be a 60-second ad for InfoWars Store, I believe. That's what the ads are usually for. And that's great. We strongly encourage that. You can have an hour-long video, and then every 10 minutes, you can throw in your own ad. There are a lot of things you can do. You can plug your website in the description, you know, things like that. So these videos can bring you traffic and audience and revenues and, you know, sales of your book if you are a book author, let's say. A lot of ways that these videos can help you. But we're not going to pay you. And another reason for that is that I don't want to know your social security number. I don't want to report your earnings to the IRS. I don't want to work for the IRS. You see what I'm saying? I don't want to even know your social security number. I don't want to know because I don't want to be responsible for that. You know, if somebody tries to hack the system or something, I don't even want your social. I don't want to know anything. I don't want to violate your privacy in any way whatsoever. Unlike Google, which basically their whole business model is violating your privacy and selling everything they find, you know, to the highest bidder, marketing and advertising companies and so on. And of course, backdoors to the NSA. To totally violate your privacy. You know, they're tracking everything you do, all your search terms, everything. You know, if you have a disease, you know, and you're searching on Google for like, one of the symptoms of weird things, you know, hanging off my whatever, you know, they're tracking all that and they're building a profile of you and everything, every little personal biological detail that you search for. They've got that as a profile of you, which is kind of spooky. So we're not into that. You know, we think that your privacy is your business. We don't want to know that stuff. So anyway, we're not going to be paying you money for this. Our job is to take all the money that we could possibly generate and first cover costs. And if we can do that, then build better features, build a more robust system, build a better system to protect your free speech, hire more lawyers, you know what I mean? to fend off the lawsuits, you know, have better security to fend off DDoS attacks, all of that. That's what we're going to use the money for. And I guarantee you, it's going to be hard for this thing to even pay for itself. I don't even know exactly how that's going to work yet. I don't know. We may have to subsidize it. So the other thing is, what's great about this is since we're not paying content people, that it actually creates a cleaner environment. In other words, people who have videos there want to be there because they want to be heard, not just to make money and get clicks. You know how YouTube, you see all these stupid videos like top 10 lists, top 10, you know, freakish accidents that people barely survived. You know, that's just clickbait, basically, or video bait. That's just so they can make money on video views. It's not like that contributes anything to society in terms of an actual conversation or a new news coverage that is relevant and intelligent. So I think by not paying content creators, we're actually going to get better quality content, which will attract more people to the website, give the site, you know, overall more success, which means more views for your videos. And again, you can turn your videos into revenue streams for yourself with your own ads that you just edit into your own videos and website links in the description and so on. Here's the other thing. We will be running 5-second pre-roll ads. So, you know, again, to try to pay for the R&D costs and the bandwidth costs, we got to have a revenue stream. So we're going to do 5-second pre-rolls. And we will be selling those spots to selected advertisers. Obviously, we're going to be very careful about who we allow to advertise. Probably going to be a combination of health and preparedness and pro-liberty. You know, we might have advertisers that sell, I don't know, bulletproof body armor or something. We might have advertisers that sell storable food. We might have advertisers that sell water filters. I don't know. We'll just open it up and see who wants to be part of it. It's going to be just branding opportunities. So when your video plays, there's going to be 5 seconds of pre-roll. And you can't skip it. It's just 5 seconds. You know, don't you hate the 15-second pre-rolls? Don't you hate it? It's like, it's funny, our attention span is shortened so much in modern society that we, when we get to like second, like the sixth second, we're like, oh my God, skip this thing, you know, because we don't have any attention span anymore. Anyway, we're doing 5 seconds of pre-roll. So that's it, 5 seconds. And we think with 5 seconds of pre-roll, we might be able to pay for this thing. Maybe. We'll see. We'll see how the numbers work out. So it's going to be branding opportunities. But for you as a content creator, I just want you to know this up front. You see, I'm all about setting the right expectations. I want you to know you're not going to get paid. I also want you to know there's going to be a 5 second pre-roll in front of your video. And I hope you think that's fair, because frankly, that's the only way we can pay for this. And another thing is, and I'm going to beg your patience on this, we are going to be attacked. They're going to try to take us down. We're going to get hit with DDoS like you can't imagine. There are going to be outages. There are going to be glitches. There are going to be mistakes. There's going to be moderators who accidentally ban videos when they shouldn't. And you're going to get pissed off. And somebody's going to call me and scream at me and say, why did this video get banned? And it turns out it was a mistake. I know in advance all this stuff is going to happen. I'm asking you for your patience. We're going to do our best to work all this out. We're going to try to be as resilient as we can against DDoS attacks. We're going to be behind, of course, a CDN, you know, content data network, and we're going to work hard at having robust servers. This whole system, of course, will run on Linux. So Linux has some very good security if people know what they're doing, you know. so hopefully our people will prove themselves to be champions of Linux security. I guess we'll find out. You know, Apache web server technology. There are a ton of hacks on Apache, so we'll just see what happens. But I'm telling you all this up front because, unlike Elon Musk, I'm like the anti-Elon Musk in that Elon tells you all this crap that's not true. It's like, we're going to burrow tunnels between Washington and Baltimore and have an underground subway system. No, you're not. It's just total hype. We're going to have 1,000 people living on Mars in 10 years. You know, no, you're not. It's not even going to work. You're not going to have a colony on Mars. Not in our lifetime, Elon. I'm here to tell you the truth. The site's going to crash. It's going to get hacked or attempted hacked. There's going to be DDoS attacks. You're not going to get paid. Your video is going to get interrupted with 5 seconds of pre-roll. You know, you're going to get pissed at me once because somebody in our moderation team goes insane and starts flagging everybody, and then we have to fire that person and then roll back all the flags. You know, it's going to happen. I'm a realist. I've been around long enough to know this stuff happens. I'm just telling you up front so you have the right expectation. We're going to do the best we can. What you should know for sure is that I am a 100% authentic patriot. For me, this is real. This is reality. I love my country and I love the First Amendment, and I'm going to work to protect your First Amendment as this project launches. So check it all out. It's at real.video. That's where you want to go. Real.video. Request an invitation. And then we will invite you soon to be part of this. And at that time, you can watch it grow. You can be, you know, you can get the views. You can have a video system that won't censor you. And you are strongly encouraged to use as much profanity as you'd like. I haven't used profanity here that much, I don't think. But you are welcome to use it where appropriate. Just don't call for killing people. Don't be a bigot. Don't be a racist. Don't come on wearing white pointy hats, KKK, and all that garbage. You're just going to get banned. Okay? All right. Thanks for listening, folks. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Real.video is the website.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values. on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.